Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events. One set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the headline of the week is the Sun moving into Virgo. So this show is dedicated to all you Virgos out there. So the Sun will be in Virgo this Wednesday, the 22nd. All the way through September 22nd. And on September 22nd, that's when the Sun will move into Libra, and we will be celebrating the autumn equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. And of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it will be the spring equinox. So tonight's show is all about Virgo. So while the Sun is in Virgo for the next few weeks, many of us, and of course, depending on where it falls in your natal chart, we might find ourselves working really hard around self-improvement and to serve others. And some might call that critical, even possibly judgmental. But what we will do under this influence of the Virgo Sun is notice how things could be better. You know, many of us might want to make a positive difference, and we're willing to roll our sleeves up and make that happen. Now, the thing with Virgo is it's the sign of perfection, and that means that it is always striving for perfection, always looking to how improve something or make something more efficient. And, you know, many of us might have very high standards during this time as well. So it's important not to become too disappointed or disillusioned if something doesn't go as expected or as planned with this influence of the Virgo Sun. And the other thing, Virgo is also the sign that rules health and well-being and diet and exercise and self-care. So this is a really, really great time to focus on a daily routine or some sort of routine that incorporates health and fitness. It's a good time to start new habits. So incorporating these things into your schedule gives us all more sort of like chance for success. So, and also be very careful with like what you eat or take in, watch digestion or stomach, because Virgo is the ruler of the stomach and in the small intestine as well. So it's important that we focus our efforts this time on diet and fitness. So happy birthday to all you Virgos out there. So on Wednesday, the Sun will be moving into Virgo, where it will be until September 22nd. So Virgo is the sign that pays attention to the detail. And where would our world be without Virgo? I can't imagine. Virgo really pays attention to things where other signs might miss. And you know, other signs might call that picky or critical, but it's all really important. It's sort of like sweat the small stuff at this time when the sun is in Virgo, and of course Mercury, which I will talk about in a minute. But Mercury is the ruler of Virgo, and thankfully it just turned direct, and then it will be moving into Virgo, its own sign on September, let me look at this, September 5th. So we have the sun moving into Virgo, then we'll have Mercury moving into Virgo, where it will be very happy because Mercury, one of Mercury's favorite signs is Virgo. So with the sun in Virgo, because Virgo is an earth sign, and I'll talk a lot more detail later on, but Virgo is an earth sign, so that makes this sign very sensible and pragmatic. Virgo is also the sign of service. You know, at this time, or if you are fortunate enough to have a Virgo in your life, you will know that your Virgo always tries to improve things or sees how things could be better. It's all about improvement, and I say striving or seeking perfection, which, of course, most things are not perfect, but Virgo really has that motivation or that drive to achieve perfection. And that's in every aspect of Virgo's life. And so that's why Virgo does come across sometimes as critical or picky, because, you know, sometimes they're disappointed or disillusioned because, you know, efficiency could be improved, but you know, dealing with red tape can be quite difficult sometimes. So be careful not to have too high a standard or impossible ideals, because, you know, if we're striving for something that doesn't exist, then that could be a bit of a problem during this time. So be very careful about what you eat. It's a great time to focus on diet and exercise. And incorporate that into your routine. This is also very good for decreasing anxiety, because Virgo sometimes can get very wound up. They're known the sign that's highly strung. There could be a bit of anxiety there, a bit of stress. But Virgo is also known to be a little bit tightly wound. So this is really important at this time to really find some techniques that really help reduce stress. Meditation would be a good thing, but because the Virgo's ruling planet is Mercury, planet of the mind, a lot of Virgos find it difficult to shut down that mental chatter. So it's a good time to really sort of not be too wound up. It's a great time for really mental or cerebral activities. When the sun is in Virgo, and of course September 5th, Mercury moves into Virgo. So this will be a really good time for dealing with detail. And this, as mundane as this sounds, Virgo is it's a very organized sign, and it likes to take care of the small stuff, and it'd be a great time for filing or getting organized or cleaning. Virgo is the sign of cleanliness. And yes, there's always a shadow to everything, which I keep saying every week on the show, the shadow side of everything. There have been, because Virgo is meant to be the sign of the neat freak, but, you know, there is a shadow or a flip side to that. And I have known of some Virgos to be, well, let's just say not neat freaks. So, you have the shadow, you have the flip, and during this time with the sun and then Mercury in Virgo, it's about getting things in order, tidying things up, getting organized basically with this influence of Virgo. And of course, health and self-care, which does incorporate, you know, our immediate environment, which falls under the domain of Mercury, the ruler of Virgo. So Virgo is ruled by Mercury, and I've talk, I feel like I'm always talking about Mercury retrograde, which happens three times a year for about 3 weeks each time. Now, Mercury was retrograde all the way up through last Saturday, not last Saturday, the Saturday we just had, the 18th. So Virgo's ruling planet Mercury has been retrograde for these past few weeks. So we can all breathe a sigh of relief that it's finally not retrograde. And I keep hearing more and more, and it's sort of quite interesting to me that Mercury retrograde is now out there in the general public. So it's like I hear it, people contact me a lot and they say, oh, things are going wrong, is it Mercury retrograde? Which is quite amusing because Mercury, when it is retrograde, or even when it isn't retrograde, seems to get the blame for everything. So Mercury is the ruler of Virgo. It also rules Gemini, which is interesting because Gemini and Virgo are both mutable signs. So they're connected by a ruling planet and they're connected by a modality or a quality, and that's mutable. So I'll talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, back to Mercury. So when you think of Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, this will be a time over the next few weeks about communicating and paying attention to the detail. Now, Virgo would make a really great editor or a copy editor. So it's like picking up or looking for the mistakes and fixing them. Virgo is the sign of service. And if you do have a Virgo in your life, you might find that your Virgo is very chatty, likes to communicate, likes to be of service, likes to be helpful, and really does find better ways of doing things. And so it's always good to pay attention to a Virgo, and do not take their help as criticism, because that's probably not what was intended. It's just that Virgo really does like to sweat the small stuff. So its ruling planet is Mercury, the planet of communication. And so Mercury rules our thought processes, our logic, our intellectual ideas, and then, of course, the way we get those ideas out into the world. And so Mercury recently was retrograde during August. And sometimes I've heard that when Mercury's retrograde, Geminis and Virgos actually really feel it and get affected more so. So that, you know, that's definitely possible and that's definitely what happens. But this time Mercury was retrograde in Leo. So all you Leos out there, or if you've got any planets in Leo, would have been affected more so by this recent Mercury retrograde. So Virgo is an earth sign. And if you think about the elements in astrology, we've got fire, earth, air, and water. And you think about the characteristics of each of these elements. And so just as the earth holds you steady, staying solid and dependable under your feet, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, the earth signs of the zodiac, like to lay a solid foundation to build on. So the earth signs are very down-to-earth, practical, pragmatic. You know, many times the earth signs serve as a rock amongst their circle of family and friends. And also, just like, you know, traditional investment accounts, earth signs don't tend to fluctuate too much emotionally or otherwise. And earth signs typically know how to work hard and apply themselves. You know, and that's even to tasks that would make other signs throw up their hands in frustration. Earth signs are big believers in slow and steady wins the race. So that's really the MO of the earth signs. Whereas, you know, you have the fire signs and just think of the, think of how fast fire will move, or the emotional saturation of water, and then air signs being very sort of moving quickly and onto the next thing. Whereas you've got earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo and Capricorn. They're very much about, you know, putting their nose to the grindstone. And that's when properly motivated, of course. And so, of course, read that as well paid. So, you know, earth signs can be very, they're associated with finances and money. So typically they're very canny or astute business people. Not very sentimental, although Taurus might be a little bit, but really it's all about thinking about, you know, what's practical, what makes sense, you know, taking the right steps in the right direction and thinking of, you know, the future. And of course, Virgo being a mutable sign, which I'll talk about in just a second, but Virgo is also a mutable sign. So it really, when it sees an opportunity, it can just change course quite easily. Whereas Taurus, you know, it's a fixed sign, it's a little bit more difficult. And Capricorn is a cardinal sign, and so they're always on to the next thing. So you've got this, these three signs, so they're very grounded, solid, steady, stable. And, you know, I'm going to talk about compatibility tonight as well for Virgo. And the golden rule of compatibility or any sort of connection is of the same element, you know, signs tend to get on. So that's the commonality with the earth signs. It's their sensibility. You know, the earth signs typically have, you know, common sense. And I said typically, that doesn't mean everybody all of the time, but it's like typically the earth signs really have this sensibility, very practical, pragmatic. They just know how to sort of make things work and see the value of things. So overall, the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, gravitate toward professions that maybe highlight the value of things, you know, such as the money market or research analysts or, you know, things that that are involved with the financial institutions as well. That's a really good fit for earth sign. Now, Virgo is a mutable sign. So the mutable signs are the most flexible signs of the zodiac. And so the other mutable signs are Gemini, Sagittarius and Pisces. So the mutable signs are very much about go with the flow. There's an element of changeability. Even though Virgo is an earth sign, which is normally quite solid and steady, because it's a mutable sign, it is very much, it's associated with stability, but it can change if necessary. So, there's this flexibility with Virgo as well as the stability that no other sign really has, like the combination of bringing those things together, stability as well as changeability or mutability when necessary. So it's like Virgo won't get stuck in, you know, one mode of thinking. So, you know, it's let's say it's intellectually flexible, I think, would be one way of thinking about Virgo, willing to go where their own thoughts or other teachings will lead them. And also the thing with Virgo, they're willing to take on a role that someone else assigns to them. Well, of course, until they grow tired of it intellectually and then move on to something new and different. So, you know, but generally speaking, Virgo works really well in a team environment because, you know, they're a mutable sign and they can adapt to changes as they occur. And, you know, won't put up too much of a fuss if the plan deviates from the original path compared to any sort of fixed sign that will really sort of not be able to cope with change very well at all. But, you know, there's always a flip side to everything. And so being a mutable sign or being really adaptable can lead to a little bit of inconsistency at times. But really, Virgo, out of the four mutable signs, is the one that could be most consistent and stable because of the nature of the earth element that it has. You know, the other mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Sag, and Pisces can be a little bit wishy-washy at times, which would be really annoying to a fixed sign. But Virgo is the one that really is the most consistent. Typically mutable signs don't place a high premium on any sort of stability. So instead, their interest lies with the flow of things, and that's of thoughts, creativity, and, just life in general. And sometimes we think of stability being associated with maturity and instability with the lack thereof. So it's just along those lines that sort of Virgo really has the best of both worlds, can be changeable when need to, and also can stick to the course because of that that earth quality. So Virgo compatibility. Oh, we'll just take a quick break and stay tuned because I'm going to talk about compatibility after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the headline of the week is the Sun moving into Virgo. And that's this Wednesday, the 22nd, and the Sun will be in Virgo until September 22nd. So just before the break, I was talking about what to expect while the Sun is in Virgo. Now, Virgo is the sign of service. It's the sign of health and fitness. It's a sign of routine, and it's the sign of detail. So if you put all those things together, that would be, and you can apply it to your life, that would be a great use of the sun in Virgo's energy for the next few weeks. So if you've been putting aside your filing or things that you really don't want to do, maybe some spring cleaning, but where spring is very far behind us, but it's sort of like that type of thing. Taking care of your health, which is always a priority, but all those little niggling things, get them checked out. It's a great time to do it while the Sun is in Virgo. And if you are needing to incorporate more exercise in your routine, this is the time to do it. So we are now going to look at Virgo compatibility, because tonight's show is dedicated to all you Virgos out there. And so every month I will dedicate a show to a sign with where the sun is moving. Did that make sense at all? I know Mercury retrograde is behind us, but it's still sort of looming. Mercury, which is actually the ruler of Virgo, has been retrograde for the past few weeks, and it finally turned direct on Saturday, but it still lingers. There's something in the astrological world called the shadow of Mercury retrograde. It's sort of like if it wasn't bad enough that you had to, we have to endure for three times for 3 weeks every year. There's a period, a shadow period before and after. So technically we are still in the shadow period. And people say, well, how long does the shadow period last? Well, it all depends on where the Mercury retrograde fell in your natal chart. And if you've never had your natal chart done, or you've never seen your natal chart, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chart wheel, get a free chart wheel, and then every week you can follow along with the planets this week, because typically I talk about what's happening in the week and how that affects all of us. So now I'm going to talk about Virgo compatibility. So Virgo compatibility with each sign of the zodiac. So Virgo and Aries, this is a really interesting combination, because when you come together, you might feel like there's a sense of destiny, and that with all the difficulties between you, and there will be quite a few, somehow your connection is fated, because any sign of the any two signs of the zodiac that are 5 apart or 7 apart, known as a quincunx. And a quincunx represents karma. It's an aspect between two or more planets, and it does represent karma. So Aries and Virgo, you have a lot to learn from each other. And so you will earn karmic brownie points when times get tough. And they will with this combination. So Aries is impulsive. And, you know, it's sort of like the polar opposite of Virgo, who is considerate and reserved. So if you're in a relationship and these are your signs, you will no doubt have other planets in common, and that will be the glue that makes this connection work. But typically Aries and Virgo, there's no common element, there's no common quality or modality. So it's like there's some mismatching going on here. But of course, there would be other planets involved that become the glue of this relationship. Now, Virgo and Taurus, now the golden rule, it's really compatibility 101 in astrology. And the golden rule is elements or signs of the same element are typically compatible. Now, I'm talking sun signs only. So when I'm, you know, when I do readings, I'm looking at way beyond just a sun sign. But sun signs are always, always a great place to start when it comes to compatibility. So Virgo and Taurus, you're both earth signs, which means you have practical, sensual natures in common. You know, Virgo sensuality is more reserved than Taurus, but Taurus can help draw that side out of Virgo. And it doesn't matter whether you're friends or you're in a relationship, you are very compatible. It's a very compatible combination because you truly understand each other. You know, you're both earth signs, and you'll both fall into an easy routine, which, you know, could get dull for the fire signs or others, but not for the earth signs. And both of you will thrive within the comfort of habit and routine. What's not to love about that? And, of course, you know, Taurus is ruled by Venus, planet of love and romance. So there's even more spice in this ingredient with Virgo and Taurus. Virgo and Gemini. Now, I mentioned Virgo and Gemini before because both are ruled by Mercury, planet of the mind and planet of communication. So at first glance, Virgo and Gemini might seem really different. But, you know, when you start probing beneath the surface, these two signs actually have a lot in common. And that's the connection to Mercury, the ruler of both these signs. So this connection, there's it's very communicative, it's very mercurial, cerebral. You know, the connection between Virgo and Gemini is definitely on the cerebral plane. You both run off nervous energy and always need to be busy and on the go. But of course, Virgo, as an earth sign, tends to be more practical and grounded than Gemini, which is an air sign. And that's really the golden rule as well for all earth signs, all air signs. Next up, we have Virgo and Cancer. Now, you two make a really, really good team. One of the rules of compatibility is signs that are two apart typically get on really well. So Virgo and Cancer are two apart, with Leo being in the middle. So you make a really good team. Virgo's practical nature paired with Cancer's emotional view of life creates a really wonderful balance. There's a lot of understanding and trust and respect between you both. And your connection could seem a bit boring to others, but they just don't understand the value of loyalty and subtlety that, you know, you two can create together. And, you know, sometimes a little bit introverted, this connection. But also, if you're in business together, and that's Cancer and Virgo, you could do really, really well because both of you are quite astute when it comes to finances. So that's Cancer and Virgo. Next up, Virgo and Leo. So, you know, at first you don't seem like the best match, but Leo loves to be in the spotlight and Virgo is more comfortable in a supportive role. Now, again, some of you out there are probably thinking, no, that's not me, that's not me. If you're a Virgo, you might have some Leo planets and so, you know, you might be the exception, but I'm just talking about the pure energy of the sign. So signs that are next to each other do share some of the same inner planets. So if you're a Leo, you might have Virgo planets. You don't need the spotlight as much. If you're a Virgo, you've got Leo planets. You need the spotlight a little bit more than the usual typical Virgo. So in this instance, just pure Leo Virgo. Leo likes to be in the spotlight. Virgo is okay in the supporting role. It doesn't need the spotlight. So, you know, this connection might work out really well if you can settle your differences and if you sort of understand your roles. So, you know, really together you do make a good system of checks and balances because sometimes, you know, Leo is a sign that sort of leans towards extravagance. And Virgo, you know, you make a great accountant and can also help temper Leo's splashier urges, let's just say. But once you've established your roles, this connection should work out quite well. You're both very organized. So that's really saying a lot. And, you know, again, typically signs that are next to each other in the zodiac, there's a good connection because probably, inner planets are of the same. Virgo, you're quite similar, obviously. But you might not always understand each other. So you both are striving to create the perfect relationship, and of course that doesn't exist. But try not to sort of nitpick each other because, you know, you might overlook the great thing you've found because you're both sort of striving for perfection. And then there goes this whole cycle of seeking perfection, and once you find somebody, you're nitpicking, and then it just goes around and around. But, you know, one benefit to your relationship is that you both know that you can count on each other for the qualities that matter to you the most. And of course, that would be your practicality, analytical, and thrifty natures when two Virgos come together. Next up, we've got Virgo and Libra. Again, signs that are next to each other, you know, there's already an easygoing connection right there. So, but with Virgo and Libra, you know, at first Virgo, you might find that Libra might sweep you off your feet. You know, and who doesn't admire a smooth, refined, romantic exterior on anyone? But, you know, in fact, you know, really, you're both actually quite refined. You know, always knowing the right thing to say and do in any social situation. But, you know, the reality of it is that you're driven by very different aims or goals. Libra can be quite extravagant and quite demonstrative, which could sort of make a Virgo feel uncomfortable, maybe even being offensive without even knowing. And you know, Virgo, Libra, you know, Libra, you may begin to wish that reserve Virgo could learn, as you have, to appreciate the finer things in life and maybe stop penny pinching. That's really the flip side of this otherwise really good match or potential of a match. Next up, we have Virgo and Scorpio. And remember the golden rule, two signs apart, get along. So when Virgo and Scorpio come together, and as long as you two are getting on really well, you will make a really, really great team. You balance each other out because Scorpio's got this intense nature and Virgo's very level-headed. And so Virgo can help Scorpio tend to the details in life, and Scorpio can help Virgo maybe grow bolder and less reserved. But these differences in nature can also be a source of conflict that may not be able to be resolved easily, because Virgo can be critical when things aren't going well, and that in turn would make Scorpio resentful and prone to lashing out. And there's another cycle. But really, overall, this connection of Virgo-Scorpio is a good one, a very good a good match. Next up, we're going to take a short break, and I will continue with compatibility right after the break, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week, and we are celebrating Virgo. So if you are fortunate enough to have a Virgo in your life, This is the show for you. And just before the break, I was talking about Virgo compatibility. Virgo Sagittarius. So when you two work together, utilizing both your strengths, you can really make things happen. You are both mutable signs. But the hard part is learning how to cooperate without stepping all over each other's toes and, of course, feelings. There is a bit of a difference between these two signs. So Virgo will pay close attention to the trees, while Sagittarius is flying high above the forest. Virgo can be frugal, reserved, grounded in practicality, whereas Sagittarius is an idealistic dreamer who sees no reason to curtail any urge whatsoever. So there is a bit of a difference. Virgo loves detail. Sagittarius, detail not so much. And, of course, Sagittarius is a fire sign and Virgo is a very practical earth sign. Next up, we have Virgo and Capricorn. So this is a great match because, of course, you're both earth signs. So when you first meet, you may realize right off the bat that you've met your match. These two signs share so many similar values and goals, it'll be hard not to feel as if this relationship was destined to be. So this connection may naturally move more toward a long-term commitment because neither of these signs tends to be superficial in matters of the heart or anything else. Capricorn can be a little bit materialistic, but Virgo will appreciate the thrifty approaches to finances. So overall, Virgo and Capricorn, this is a very good match. Both are earth signs. Next up, we have Virgo and Aquarius. So this is a really interesting match. This is another quincunx. So there's karma around this connection. Because they don't share any of the same element or the modality. So the match here would be in any sort of intellectual pursuit because Virgo has a propensity for analysis and detail. And if you combine that with Aquarius's vision, you know, you can produce some really creative ideas, especially if you're working on a team. But that doesn't sound very romantic. So Aquarius, you know, Aquarius is pretty aloof emotionally. Virgo is reserved, so may come across as aloof. So your emotional connection might never grow very strong, for those reasons. And as I said, you know, there's a karmic connection between these two signs, Virgo and Aquarius. You know, you make good friends because there's that intellectual connection, as I said. But as far as romance, there would need to be other planets in common for there to be glue to this relationship. And finally, we have Virgo and Pisces. Now, two signs that are opposite in the zodiac always sort of share this same golden rule. So when it's good, it's great, and when it's not so great. I mean, I know that could apply to any sign, any combination of signs, but typically in astrology, it's when signs are opposite. So Virgo and Pisces are opposite signs. So as I said, when it's good between you, it's great, but when it's bad, not so good. You're opposites in the zodiac as well as in life. But you're both flexible, accommodating, nurturing, and you're willing to look after each other. You're both mutable signs, so you balance each other out. So Virgo, you can help Pisces take care of the mundane side of life. And Pisces, you can show Virgo the importance of romance and emotion. But sometimes, you know, you will tend to try each other's patience. But you both come from the point of helping other people. So you're both, although Pisces shows it more than Virgo, Virgo shows it, but in a way that people might not understand, a caring, compassionate side. So that's it for the compatibility for Virgo with each of the 12 signs. And just as a reminder, this week, the sun moves into Virgo Wednesday the 22nd, where it will be until September 22nd. It'll affect all of us in different ways depending on how the Sun in Virgo will fall into your natal chart. But just a quick forecast for Virgo, because there's so much going on with the outer planets, and Virgo seems to be affected by all this planetary activity at the moment, because we have Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto in compatible Capricorn, and Jupiter in Scorpio also compatible with Virgo. So this is a wonderful time for change for Virgo. Now, Virgo is a mutable sign, so change isn't a big scary thing. So this is a time to really, any sort of change you're looking for, and I'm talking big changes, then this is the time to start laying the plans or taking the steps. But do be careful with others at this time, because Neptune is a planet of confusion. It, at the moment, is in your opposite sign, so it opposes your Sun. So people might not be who they seem or who they say they are. So other aspects this week, I'm really happy to report that we have a grand Earth trine happening on August 25th, that's Saturday, and I'm going to explain what that means and why it is so good. So we've got the Sun in Virgo, Saturn in Capricorn, and Uranus in Taurus, all in early degrees of the Earth signs. So if you were born, if you're an April-born Taurus, an August-born Virgo, or a December-born Capricorn, this is fantastic news for you. This grand Earth trine will be affecting you very strongly. Or if you have any planets in early degrees of the Earth signs, this is fantastic news. So what is a grand Earth trine? Well, It happens when three or more planets lie an equal distance apart from one another, forming trines, which is basically the perfect triangle, and that's on a chart wheel. So, of course, this configuration is strong because all three planets are in Earth signs of the same element. So that's really, really good news, especially when it's anything to do with finances, if you're making any sort of financial decisions or making a large purchase or a major purchase, this is a really, really good time for that, regardless if you're an Earth sign or not. It's a very good time for any sort of money or financial decisions. So grand Earth trines are all about luck and opportunity, sort of like effortless little gifts that fall into our lap when we're least expecting it, especially with the involvement of Uranus. It's bringing the old together with the new. It's a really, really good energy. It's a very fortuitous configuration in astrology, a grand Earth trine. So, you know, and if it really affects one of your natal planets or your natal chart, it could signify benefits that come your way because you've earned them. And now you're enjoying or reaping the rewards without any strings attached. So grand trines are all about creativity and energy flowing harmoniously. The only thing to watch out for, really, but not really, because it's a grand Earth trine, is complacence. So, you know, the stability of the triangle formed by this grand trine with the Sun, Saturn, and Uranus, it does represent what can happen with all that good luck and easy opportunity. And again, especially around finances, because it's the Earth signs which do represent money and finances. So it's a good time, really, for reaching out for the best that life has to offer. And so, as I said, part of this grand Earth trine is Sun, Saturn, and Uranus. So when the Sun forms a trine to Saturn, it's a really good time for professional advancement. You know, and a lot of hard work can be accomplished with discipline and focus. Many of us will rise to meet the challenge with confidence and maybe even work beyond our usual limits. And it's good for solid progress on long-term projects, you know, doors open, and also it's a great time for investing in the long term. Think of long-term strategies and business plans, and be open to opportunities that come out of the blue because the involvement of Uranus. And so think cutting edge, forward thinking, things that are long lasting. It's very good for creative intellectual processes in any sort of group setting as well. So it's like great for brainstorming and, as I said, bringing the old together with the new. And so pay attention to any sort of flashes of inspiration during this time. With this grand Earth trine involving the Sun, Saturn and Uranus, it's like new perceptions and also visionary sort of take center stage as well. So there's not the usual sort of backlash or rebellion that's typically involved anytime Uranus sort of waves its magic wand around. This is really great for sort of implementing new systems, working with what you have and sort of improving on that. So that's a really good use for it. And then, of course, yesterday we had Jupiter in Scorpio forming a trine to Neptune in Pisces. It's a lot of like really harmonious energy this week. So this involvement is like mystical yearnings, increasing our thought processes. And many of us, especially if you're a water sign, and that's Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces, you might find this week that your intuition is turbocharged. It's a really great energy for compassion, caring, helping others. It's like, but just be careful of the urge to escape from reality. But I don't think there's any really chance of that because of the grounding from the grand Earth trine. So overall, this is a really, really nice week. So now for your weekly horoscope, if you're an Aries, think about how you're making your mark in the world and does your career satisfy you emotionally and spiritually. And this might be a time for a change. And don't settle for anything less than your full potential. If you're a Taurus, how you spend your leisure time is a key part of what makes you happy. So think about taking up a new hobby or learning a new practical skill, which you can use for fun. If you're a Gemini, your family history is on your mind this week. Whether you have villains or princes in your ancestry or both, the key is to remember that this is your life to shape. If you are a Cancer, empathy is one of your strongest gifts to the world, and perhaps it's time that you use this gift more widely, especially with this trine, water trine from Jupiter in Scorpio, trining Neptune in Pisces. So maybe think about counselling others or helping out as a volunteer. You know, you really do have so much to share. If you are a Leo, yours is quite a materialistic sign, but this week's energies are teaching you that success takes many different forms. So think beyond your bank balance and your career title and look at the difference you make to people's lives instead. If you are a Virgo, invest in your own self-confidence this week, and it's important that you promote your own skills, your own identity, and your own values. Although you find it difficult to push yourself forward sometimes, the world really does need to hear from you now. If you are a Libra, the grand trine energies are about your psychic gifts, your intuition and your dreams. So start to listen to your instincts more. Your sixth sense is highly active but could be developed even further if you choose to work on it. If you're a Scorpio, although you are by nature a private person, you'll start to feel the need now to reach out to others in your community much more than before. And that's, of course, with the influence of the Jupiter-Neptune trine. So it's a great time to join a team or to work toward a communal goal and seek out like-minded souls. If you are a Sagittarius, it's time to stop drifting through life. You need a plan. This week's grand trine energies will help you to set achievable goals and to scope out a plan for getting from A to B. So there's no more time wasting. You are on a mission. If you are a Capricorn, staying within your comfort zone may be safe, but it's also suffocating. You sense now that you need to be a little bit more braver and a little bit bolder. So find an adventure and sign up for it. Do something scary, something exhilarating, and, of course, something new. If you are an Aquarian, your sign absolutely demands freedom and independence at all times. But you're learning now that within a loving relationship, compromises must be made. Find positive ways to maintain your own identity while working as a team with your sweetheart as well. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, the Grand Trine encourages much better communication between you and your partner. So old niggles can be resolved this way and a positive future beckons. Keep talking, keep learning from one another and keep an open mind and tap into that turbocharged psychic insight that you will be receiving this week under the influence of the Jupiter-Neptune trine. And that's it from me. Thank you for joining me. This is The Astrology Show, and I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a great week, and be sure to tune in next week.